But now to our top story, the Attorney General John Larkin's call for an end to prosecutions for trouble-related killings. Geoffrey Donaldson of the DUP joins me now, along with the SDLP's Alban McGuinness. Mr McGuinness, the Attorney General says this is not an amnesty. How do you read it?
Well, it is an amnesty. It's a de facto amnesty. There's no other way of looking at it. But it's even worse than that, because what he's recommending is, in fact, no further police investigations and no inquests. And, of course, this does a great disservice to victims. We have put victims at the very centre of our political considerations. And what you're actually doing, if you were to follow what he is suggesting, you're actually depriving victims of the right to find out the truth. You're providing victims with... you're not giving victims the mechanism by which truth can be obtained. And I believe that his suggestions are, in fact, ill-judged.
Geoffrey Donaldson, one of our texters this morning, says that what about the rights of the majority of the society who simply want to move on from the past?
Well, I agree entirely with what Alban McGuinness has said. I understand what the texter is saying, but, you know, societies also have to be about protecting the most vulnerable, and they have to be about ensuring that victims have access to justice. That is the mark of a free and democratic society. And I think what the Attorney General has proposed is an amnesty. You cannot say that if a crime is no longer a crime, then that is not an amnesty. And there is no nation in the free world today where murder is not a crime. So you cannot say that murder is not a crime. It is. And there are 3,000 unsolved murders in Northern Ireland, and those families are entitled to the right to pursue justice. And as Alban has said, this process must be victim-centred. It must be the victims who decide how they wish to proceed, not politicians, not law officers. In a democratic society, it is the victim that has the right to determine how they should move forward on this. And therefore, any process must be a victim-centred process. And we are very clear that we strongly oppose an amnesty.
But did you hear the interview we carried earlier with representatives of the Police Federation and Relatives for Justice, both of whom said that there were elements of these proposals that required further discussion? They did not dismiss it outright.
Well, we are discussing these issues in the House talks. And so there is a discussion taking place. And I absolutely defend the right of the Attorney General to make his views known. But that doesn't prevent me from saying that I disagree with a proposal for an amnesty, because I think it is wrong. And I think that you re-victimise victims if you deny them the right to justice. There may well be little prospect of securing convictions in many of those cases because of the passage of time, but that does not justify the state saying to victims that you do not have the right to pursue justice. We think that is fundamental. And I was on a programme earlier this morning on the BBC with Alan McBride, who lost his wife in the Shankill bomb. He is very clear that this is a step too far, and I think Alan will be reflecting the views of many victims out there.
Alban McGuinness, what do you make of the timing of these remarks by the Attorney General?
Well, I understand that he is making some sort of submission to the Haas process, but I'm not so sure that this intervention by him is very helpful in terms of that process. The process is at a delicate stage, and decisions will have to be made fairly quickly. I'm not sure that this is really helpful, because, in effect, what he's depriving victims of is accountability, truth, and indeed closure.
But we must remember that he is the executive's top legal advisor. Do you believe that he's going here on a solo run?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. It seems a unilateral intervention. He is the advisor to the executive, but he's also independent of the executive in terms of his legal advice. I know the man. I've worked with him. I respect his legal ability. But I think that as far as his suggestions are concerned, his recommendations are concerned, I think that they are ill-judged, because politically, I believe, they would not be acceptable to the vast majority of people who want to see justice done. They don't want justice closed down, and what he is actually suggesting is that justice be closed down, not just in relation to prosecutions, but also in terms of investigations and also in terms of inquests. I mean, I find that quite remarkable. Now, okay, we will study what the Attorney General has said, but and I'll discuss these matters with colleagues, but I don't think there's going to be much of a difference between my views and the views collectively of the SDLP on this.
All right, final word then, and briefly, if you don't mind, to Geoffrey Donaldson. Do you believe that the Attorney General will have consulted with the Executive prior to making these comments, the First Minister perhaps?
No, I can assure you that hasn't happened. The Attorney General has acted unilaterally. He has not consulted the Executive on this. And I know that my party leader and the First Minister, as with all of our party, would strongly object to the notion of an amnesty. We're very clear about that.